Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. We could go with that. Or now that you've stopped, I'll back up four words. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring down upon them. And he did not do it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 62. Let us read together. For God alone, my soul in silence waits. Truly, my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be shaken. In God is my safety and my honor. God is my strong rock and my refuge. Put your trust in him always, O people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge. Those of high degree are but a fleeting breath. Even those of low estate cannot be trusted. On the scales, they are lighter than a breath. All of them together. Put no trust in extortion. In robbery, take no empty pride. Though wealth increase, set not your heart upon it. God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongs to God. Steadfast love is yours, O Lord, for you repay everyone according to his deeds. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the church in Corinth. I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not in mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no possessions, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their net and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in the boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. Each week I print out the Proverbs. I've told you this many times. On a couple of sheets of paper, the collect and the readings from the Old Testament, Psalm, New Testament, and Gospel, surrounded by big, wide margins, so I can make notes. And then I begin to look at them. Yesterday, and that tells you a little bit, I was writing yesterday. Yesterday, I was stopped short by the first line in the first element, the collect. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news. It stopped me because together in this virtual space, on the brink of our annual parish meeting, those few words declare our mission and purpose as a parish church to proclaim the good news, starting with simply being here and being fed by our Lord's presence within us and among us. The good news, as proclaimed in the other readings, is that we don't have to be stuck. Jonah, in spite of all his reluctance and judgment and initial refusal to cooperate, helped the people of Nineveh to turn from their evil ways. Because of him, his becoming unstuck from his stubbornness, they could see that they were not fated to be stuck in their former immoral and sinful ways. They turned from that path and allowed themselves to be set on a new one. They all became unstuck. Jonah, those nasty Ninevites, even God. Because we're told that God changed his mind and turned from his planned calamitous destruction of them. Skipping ahead some 5 or 6 centuries to Mark's gospel, John tells those people ranged around the Jordan to repent and get unstuck, because the answer, your freedom, he tells them, is here. Turn around and believe the good news is possible. More than that, that it's real and it's here. Between these bookends of Jonah and John is Paul's stern, even gloomy sounding, but full-on presentation of the good news, ending with, the present form of the world is passing away. Stop what you're doing, he says, because something new and big and glorious is right here. And you were about to miss it because you were stuck in wrong thinking, wrong acting. Whatever else is going on in your life, it's not as important as this saving good news, he tells them and us. Quoted by many since him, Theodore Parker coined the phrase, the long arc of history. He was a Unitarian minister and a prominent transcendentalist, and wrote in 1853, look at the facts of the world. You see a continual and progressive triumph of the right. I do not pretend to understand the moral universe. The arc is a long one. My eye reaches but little ways. I cannot calculate the curve and complete the figure by the experience of sight. I can divine it by conscience. But from what I see, I am sure it bends towards justice. In the terms I've been using, the long arc bends toward freeing us from being stuck in short-sighted and self-serving thoughts and actions. That arc began long before even Jonah's prophecy in the 4th or 5th century before Christ. It continues its forward progress, inviting, often dragging us along with it. Our mission is to cooperate with and contribute to that progress the best we can. No better than the best we can, because we pray for God's grace and help in doing that. So here we are, worried about the pandemic, about a tense political situation, about social unrest, about our little parish and our finances. These are all real, all worthy of our concern. We know some real tangible steps to take about each of these, even if we can't see our way through to perfect resolution, because as Parker said, our eyes reach but little ways. That's where we've been stuck, caught in the illusion and the wrong belief that we will never find the solution to these problems. We become stuck thinking, for example, that the only answer in politics is for our side to win. And that side is more rigid than and somehow bigger than even political party. Paul reminds us that the present form of this world is passing away. The long arc of God's history is pulling us forward. We wear masks, keep our distance, and get vaccinated as soon as we can. We tone down the rhetoric on all sides of political conflict. We see ourselves as we only instead of we and they. And we recognize where we are in the history of our parish of Epiphany. And we sincerely and humbly ask God for grace to hear God's call, assured that he calls us to a present and future we could never create by ourselves alone. We are called to know and act according to the truth that he is making each of us and all of us new, equipping us to proclaim the best saving good news that God loves us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We continue the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen.
The prayers of the people. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, and Andy, Kay, Jeff, and Hector, our bishops. For Michael, our priest, Jeannie, our missionary, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray this morning for Carolyn and Brian, Nancy, the Degater family, David, the Bailey family, Sid and his family, Greg, Bonnie and Ed, Cheryl, Bobby, Melissa, the women in the Hutto facility, John, James, Morgan, Christian, Ed, Bob, Karen, Leslie, Molly, George, Jackie, Tom, Alan, Sarah, Victoria, Carol, Judy, Dale, Donna, June, Caitlin, Diane, Betty, Lee, Kenyon, Jenny, Lynn, Ellie, Patrick, Merle, Charisse, Miranda, Rashunda, Carolyn, Donald, William, Ann, Patty, Lindsay, Glenda, Tyler, Shelley, Carol, Gail, RG, Robin, Sherry, and Alice. And with all who serve in the military, especially Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, and all in harm's way.
And I invite you all to offer your own intercessions or petitions at this time, unmuting yourselves if you wish to say that aloud.
Gilbert.
Angela Zacco's son, a junior in high school who committed suicide this week, and his family.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life, and especially we pray in thanksgiving with the Matthias Montemayor family, or with Matthias Montemayor, with George Clear and Dina Thomas, who celebrate their birthdays this week.
And again, I invite your thanksgiving. We pray in thanksgiving for peace at the moment of the formal transfer of power in our nation's leadership, and for God's watching over us as we continue in that. Other thanksgivings you may wish to offer aloud or silently. Again, unmuting yourself if you wish it to be aloud.
We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially Kathleen McGannon, Stacy Alicia Myers Nichols, Carolyn Smith, and all who have died from the coronavirus, and for their families and friends, and for all who mourn.
Once again, I invite your prayers. We pray for the young man who committed suicide this week and for his family.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now I invite you all to unmute yourselves. The peace of the Lord be always with you. I say, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Oh, that was a relief. I thought you didn't want me to have that or something. we all need the peace of the Lord. Peace to you all.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you, Michael.
We have the loudest peace in Christendom.
We do. We do for sure. Yeah. Now, here's what's going to happen next. I'm going to say a blessing. Otis is going to play our final hymn, which we'll sing together. And then before I dismiss you, I just have a couple of quick comments to make. So here's the beginning of that. May Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and Amen. Remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.